With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-Pop Tabak Show. I'm your host. It's Eric Nam. Welcome to the show. Hope you guys have had a great weekend. It is Monday, the day of Tabak Show. And today we have a special guest filling in for me this week. His name is G2. And he was on an episode with me previously where we talked about his life, his upbringing, and hip-hop and what he does. But anyways, he's taking over the show, so be sure to check it out today. Hope you guys enjoy. I'll be back in a few days with a midweek update, probably about Thursday, where I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but maybe I'll teach you guys some Korean. Who knows? But enjoy today's episode. Please don't forget to review, rate, subscribe, because you guys listening and doing all those things got K-Pop Tabak back up to the top of the charts for music on Apple Podcasts. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. And speaking of the charts, Commit or Quit, it's a brand new show that we just released on Dive Studios where we talk about TV shows and movies. We got it to number one on the film and TV chart. So thank you so much. You guys are incredible. We love you and we appreciate it so much. So please consider checking that out as well. We talked about Itaewon Class. We talked about Tiger King. And this week we're talking about Sky Castle. So if you guys like dramas, TV shows, or thinking about it, it's the show for you. It's on this network, Dive Studios. But anyways, enjoy the show. I'll be back in a few days with a midweek update to talk to you about life. And have a great day. This is the K-Pop Tabak Show with Eric Nam. And today, G2.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-Pop Tabak Show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. Hey guys, this is not Eric Nam. G2 in the house, sub-hosting for Eric Nam at K-Pop Tabak. Is it K-Pop Tabak with Eric Nam? Honestly, I have never done a podcast by myself. I only done it 3 times now. Today's the 4th. And all the past 3 times, I was a guest and I had a bunch of questions that I would answer. And I would know the answers to that question because usually those questions would be about me. But today, I'm filling in for Eric Nam because he's on tour being Eric Nam.
Well, first of all…
Oh, and we have Diane in the house.
Oh my God. Who are you?
All right. I go by the name of G2. I'm a rapper. I'm pretty sure there's other hosts. Like Amber was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very famous.
Yeah.
I'm far from famous. So for those who don't know me, please do. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about, I guess… my playlist, and Diane told me it had to be Korean, but because of the show's title, K-pop. And I don't know, to be honest, I haven't been listening to a lot of Korean songs lately. It's just kind of been a little bit, I don't want to say boring, but it's just been, it hasn't been that intriguing to me. Nothing's been like, oh shit, like this sounds new. Everything's been kind of, yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, I might as well just talk about my own songs.
Yeah, go for it. Honestly, go for it.
So the first song, I would say… the most recent feature I did… It's not actually my song. It's the one I did with Juno. Juno Flow. He's a really good friend of mine. I'm actually getting dinner with him later.
Humble brag.
Humble brag.
Flex.
Flex. Yeah, dude. I got celebrity friends. What's up? Fuck with me. Nah, but… he hit me up for his latest album, one of his songs called Monday Blues. It was in his part of his album called Statues. I don't know. It's strange. It's a little bit of coincidence. Like, I really just, like, didn't think of this, like, before, ahead of time, I guess. But today, I was feeling, like, literally, I was feeling a little blue. And I was trying to think of, like, a word between It's like sometimes I would feel lazy, but I wouldn't call that lazy, but like kind of depressed.
That's
like
called blues. Lethargy. Lethargic. Yeah. And like apathetic.
Yeah, apathetic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you like look at it in a, like a in a negative way, I guess you could call it, you know, lazy. But on the other hand, you could just, you know, call it just like, you just, you know, you just don't, you're not up for anything today. I was trying to think of the word, and apparently it's apathetic, lethargic, but it turns out the Monday Blues song popped into my head, which was like the whole concept about being lethargic, having the Monday Blues. So there you go. The first song, Monday Blues.
How does it work when you're a feature for someone else's song, right? At least in this, it might be different every time, but for this instance, like, did he give you like a concept to write a verse about, or?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, the song itself is called Monday Blues. And honestly, you know, like when producers send you beats and they just give you like a random title, that actually helps a lot. Because let's say like this guy would send you like a very upbeat and he just like, he was so lazy with the title, he just calls it lazy. And, you know, it has those two things you could, you know, see like it might not work, but it might spark an idea, like the title itself.
Yeah. And, like word association. Like,
and, yeah. And it, yeah. And then it'll just like spark up a new kind of thing where, you know, it's different. And yeah, for Juno's song, Monday Blues, he sent it to me. It's called Monday Blues. And he had his verse on it. And he had a hook on it. And yeah, it was like really easy. I think I wrote it super quick, like within an hour. I want to say 30 minutes, but humble.
Nice.
All
right, next song.
All right, the next song. All right, you're just like, all right, God, this f***ing guy. Let's get this f***ing episode over with.
Now, why is everyone so self-conscious whenever they get behind the mic for the first time?
I just call myself an artist.
You are an artiste.
All artistes are self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And especially me as a person.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the second song… I actually don't have a second song. I'm just trying to think of one.
You said you liked Crush.
Oh, yeah. So the most recent song that I came across is called Napa by Crush. He crushed it. No pun intended, but he fucking killed it. So it's super catchy, and I think he's an all around guy. Like he knows what he's doing, and like I call that type of dude an artist. Yeah, number two on my song list. Do you even know? Do you know the song?
Yeah, I think we've mentioned.
Napa, Napa, Napa.
I think we've mentioned it in the past, right when it came out. But do you know Crush personally?
Yes and no. Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. Like, I would say hi. Like, he knows me. I know him. But we're not like, you know.
Do you guys have an age difference?
Or? No, we're the same age. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And all of the same age group that I'm in, they're all so fucking big. So it's weird saying like… Because, you know, in the Korean culture, if you're the same age, you call them like chingu, which means friend. And when you say like, they're my chingu, which, you know, I'm obviously meaning it as like, we're the same age. I feel like I'm kind of, you know, saying I'm close to them. So like, they're so big. It's just hard. There's like a gap between the chingus. Because like, it's like Nafla is, you know, 92. Juno Flo is 92. Zico is 92. Crush is 92. Dean is 92.
Wow.
And I was like, God damn.
Something happened.
Yeah, Jesus. Like, what the f***? Like, God. Where was the 92…
energy.
Yeah, meeting at. Dude, like, fill me in. Oh, but anyways. Yeah, that's number two on my list. And it's like… He's… Like I said, Crush is dope. Like, he's… Even from a man's perspective… Like, he's pretty sexy. You know, like a type of… a type of thing when you see them… Like, you're just like… When you see them work, it's like, oh shit, that's amazing. That's what you do. And you're so good at it.
Yeah.
And it was that song that kind of like, what do you call it? Like reassured me, him as an artist for me.
Yeah. Okay, so third song, last song.
The last song. No, not even the last song. I'll say just an album as a whole. Time is ours, and that's an understatement. Just a piece of mind for the soul. Only talk and tell. Life is beautiful. Yeah. Just a piece of mind for the soul. Only talk and tell. Life is beautiful. Okay. Which is my album. which I'm not embarrassed to say this at all. But the second official album that I came with is called Throwing Up Butterflies, which I put in a lot of work and I put in a lot of thought into, even for the title and the album cover. Like, I designed it myself. And which, like, throwing up butterflies, which means, you know, it literally means throwing up butterflies. Like, and I just wanted to write for myself and other people that would be in my shoes, you know, like with a lot of anxiety, self-conscious. And yeah, I try to put that into the album. And when I was working on the album, I was just in Europe and I did a tour. I did a 4-city tour and I saw, like, all these non-Koreans, like, all these Europeans. And, like, damn. All these people. Like, they don't know Korean, but they're here. So, after that tour, I got to work on my album. And it's weird. Like, naturally, I started writing in English. Because it just kind of, like, that tour assured me, you know, there's all these, you know, non-Korean…
Like, English, there's an audience.
English-speaking audience. Yeah. And, I was, yeah, and I think I was just, like, still in that field. So when I was working on my album, like, I wrote my first verse in English and my second verse in Korean. And I think that was kind of, like, honestly, like, a downfall of it. Because people were like, what?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. And I think, like, album-wise, I think nobody really listens to it. I think they were very unfamiliar with, like, that persona that I had.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I didn't promote it hard enough.
When did the album come out?
Came out like a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then the views are fairly low. Lower than my expectations. So everybody go check it out. Can you… is there a way to put, like, my video links
well,
in the video?
What is your YouTube channel? It's just…
YouTube channel.
Oh, just,
but, yeah.
If you just look up G2… Throwing Up Butterflies.
I think I'm the third most famous G2 in this world.
There's two other G2s?
Yeah, the first one being, I would say, is the gaming competition. It's called G2, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
Like the game. Yeah, like the
game.
Like gaming, yeah. And then the second famous is probably Gatorade. They're probably tied for first.
Do you have music videos from that album?
Yeah, I do. Like, I got like 4.
Okay, so, well then maybe if for those who are listening… Go check out the music videos and then leave a comment under the one that you, like, really like the best or something. And
thank you, Diane.
Say that Tebak Show sent you.
Ooh, that's nice. If you do, I'll reply.
Yeah. That's that G2 guarantee.
That's that G2 guarantee. So the third song of G2's playlist is a 14-song album called Throwing Up Butterflies. Go check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, anywhere, any platform that you use. And just be sure to just, like, you know, spread it to your other friends, like a pyramid scheme.
Pyramid scheme.
Anyways, yeah, I really didn't know what was going down today. Like, I had no idea. So I just came in just to talk shit and… And Diane actually told me, texted me to think of 3 songs. So,
but it still caught you off guard when I asked you in person if you had those 3.
Yeah, because I wasn't thinking anything at all. I was stuck in traffic for like an hour and a half and got here and then got in front of the mic. Basically, Juno Flow and G2, Crush, and G2.
Yes.
So I don't even know how Discord works. So the next segment.
I got it. Okay. I'm going to ask you questions. Okay.
No, what I mean is I don't know what Discord is, to be honest.
So, okay, let me…
Is it like Twitch?
I'll set it up. So, Discord is an app where shows or people can have, like, their own… It's essentially like a… like fan chat rooms.
Mm.
And so, we asked the K-pop Taebak Show discussion, like, fan chat room. Like, if they had any questions for you.
Oh, so
and
they're on it, like, right now?
Yeah.
Ooh, how many?
Some people are still typing questions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But before we go into this, you did mention off camera, off mic, that you wanted to say something about social media.
Oh, yeah, but not about like the actual, well,
about your position with social media.
Yeah. Well, at first, so when I heard the news that Instagram is going to have likes and the captions gone, at first I was like, like automatically, like anybody else, I think I would have been like, what's the point in having, you know, Instagram with no, you know, that, you know, because that was like the whole thing about Instagram. I'm not saying like I'm into that, but like Instagram is the likes and the comments.
I think you can see your own likes. It's just that other people can't see like other people's likes on their pages.
Well, yeah. And then time went by and I got to thinking like it's a lot more healthier if you do have the even the comments off also.
Yeah. I would think comments are more damaging than number of likes.
And people don't realize this because like some people say this to me like so nonchalant. Like if I had, you know, this platform, like I would do this and or like I don't care what somebody say about me, you know, like but like you don't know that. Unless like when you get like actual like hate comments, because like I sometimes do. And I tell myself, like, honestly, like, I'm the type of person that, like, really don't care what that person think. But I'm a human being and everybody will go through this. Like, once you see those comments, it's like, it's pretty hurtful.
Yeah. And I feel like it's probably like, you know, like, if someone, like, pokes you, that's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
But then if someone keeps poking you…
Yeah, exactly.
Then that's when it becomes, like, a irritating, bruise. Right? Yeah.
And so, like, I tell them, like, yo, like, I tell people this all the time. I'm only doing social media because I feel like I have to in this type of work that I'm in. Because like how else am I gonna… Because social media is such a like a versatile tool that you can use to, you know, do anything. Not even just music, art, like just anything in life. Like your business or, you know, anything. Even charity. If I didn't really feel like it's a versatile tool for me right now as a musician or as an artist, I think… I wouldn't use social media at all. And that's how I feel about social media right now. Everybody's so obligated to like update people or do something or be on the phone. Like you have to be busy like 24/7. And I'm just like… Whoa.
And you have to like show people you're doing
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
And that you're busy too.
And like I said, like I'm not the most active social media user. That's probably why my followers, you know, go down. Like I still don't know how to use fucking Twitter. I'm just so confusing. I don't know how it works.
It's
so funny to me. Like, I'm not trying to shit on people with like, you know, small amount of followers. But like, let's say somebody, some regular ass dude, like he's on Instagram live and there's like only one person watching.
Yeah,
me, right?
I'm
like,
that is weird.
What's the f***ing point? Just call them.
I follow someone very specifically that's a friend's like… A friend of mine's like old neighbor. I never met this person.
Yeah.
But me and him watch their Instagram stories because they talk to the camera as if a billion people are watching. It's like the most fascinating thing in the world. She lives in… Oh, I can't say. But
yeah.
She lives, you know, kind of in the middle of nowhere type of vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'll be like, so many of you have been asking me about blah, blah, blah. And you're like, who? Who has been asking you?
Yeah, dude, there are people like that. They're like, seek attention. Like,
it's amazing.
And I get it. I get like everybody, like this generation, everybody wants to be famous.
Yeah.
But like this is just my personal stance. Like, I just don't understand and see the point like in having those attention.
Like, what does it actually do for you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, if it… Like, yeah, I guess whatever floats your boat, as in like far as like, you know, if it boosts up your confidence level, like, you mean, I guess that's a good thing. But just I don't know. I can't really stand… Like, that's why… So, my point is being on Twitter, like, I do type shit in, but I still don't know how that like works still. Like, so people like retweet my shit and I guess I go viral sometimes.
You do?
No, I'm just asking.
Well, that's just like the idea that like you… That's a goal at all.
Okay.
For
so that's
other
the goal.
People, it's just like… Yeah. I'm just like putting shit out there because I'm bored and I just want to like talk.
Because like shit. I type… I get drunk and I just like… I have to let somebody know this opinion of mine right now.
Yeah.
So I like… There's times where I type it in and I like… I say… Because I believe that a lot of Instagram users that I get likes… A lot of likes on are usually… Korean based. Like, so I try to be more Korean on the Instagram.
Yeah.
But whenever I have shit to say, like, I can't say it on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, like, I say it on Twitter, I guess. Because if you do it in Korean, I guess, you get a lot of backlashes, I feel like. More than English. Korean words itself is very, like… It's very sensitive. Like, I don't know how to, like… Maybe I'm translating.
There's a lot of nuances in Korean.
That's exactly
that English doesn't have.
Yes.
And so those nuances can be easily taken the wrong way.
Yes.
It's just because that's how the language is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Today, like, I posted on Instagram a story about, like, how, you know… In Korea, in Seoul, actually. In Seoul, people don't really, like… Can't drive right. Like, they can't get the lanes right. Even the lanes. And…
Like, and I imagine, opinions.
And I imagine myself if I say this in like if I spoke my true thoughts, you know, in Korean.
Yeah,
I feel like I would get a lot of backlashes.
But then you'll go to like LA where everyone just talks shit about how people in LA can't drive.
Yeah,
and people from LA like don't bat an eye.
And they'll I have those opinions because I'm. I guess people feel like I'm defending America.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I've drove since I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I've recently started driving here in Korea, like maybe 2-3 years ago. And I don't understand why people wouldn't let you in. Like, what's the rush? We're all stuck in the same traffic. They never let you in.
It's that competitive nature.
Yeah. So today, like… So
why do something for someone else?
Yeah. I was in the right lane merging into the left. So like, I would have to go in, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like…
It's like either that or hitting a wall.
Yeah. Or him.
Yeah.
And… Or her. So this guy is not letting me in. Like, I'm like the most self-defense
driver.
Yeah,
defensive
driver. I'm like… I do the blind check and everything. Like, I do the signal. I do, you know, like everything that I was taught in driver's ed. I roll the windows down. And I'm staring at this guy like, are you fucking serious? Like, what are you trying to achieve by not letting me in? Like, we're going to have to like…
Either we do it safely or we do it where someone's paying out of their insurance.
Oh, God, this is pointless talk. But anyway, okay. So that's like the highlight of my day. And and so this guy, like, you know, obviously he had to let me in and he let me in and that happened.
All right. Well, with all that said,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you questions
my balls
from people. Here. Oh my God, well, we're almost at the finish line. These are questions from our K-pop Taebak Discord. If you're not on it, get on it. All right. So… When you were on… this is from Subdued Cravings. When you were on…
What's Subdued Cravings? Is that his ID?
That's what you're
saying. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
When you were on Show Me the Money, how do, you know, people in that show make sure that they stand out from the others? Or is that a thing that they consider when they're…
What? The
Show Me the
producers?
Money.
Like…
No, the rappers.
The rappers?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know about anybody else. Like… For me, I was like so focused on just like not fucking up.
Yeah.
That, you know, I eventually did fuck up. Well, a lot of people don't know this. I've mentioned this before, but I have mad like stage fright. Even in the smallest stages, even if it's not a stage, even if it's just cameras. Like the Show Me the Money itself is… The schedule itself is very tight. And the wait is like crazy long. Like frustrating long. Even Gandhi would have been like, what the f***? Like, even like the most peaceful dude, he would be like, this isn't right long. Like this, it's kind of brutal. It's just to like… I think the longest wait time that I did during shoot was like maybe 15 hours.
Yeah.
To maybe 20. Just to rap, not even a minute. And so to carry that anxiety and that nervousness in your system and to just like have it just like… Have that adrenaline rushing like all of a sudden like on cue. It's kind of… It was a little bit too much for me. So I don't know. I didn't focus on standing out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I did. But much respect to the rappers that had that in mind. Because you don't have a lot of, you know… That comfortability in your system.
Yeah.
It's definitely frustrating.
When G2 composes his pieces, does he look for the right beat? Then fills in the lyrics, or is it the other way around? Which kind of genre does he feel the most comfortable or challenging to work with when making songs?
I guess it all depends on in different scenarios. Well, okay, so first of all, it's both. Sometimes I would have lyrics written out. So one time I wrote this in a club. Like, I normally don't enjoy clubs, and I was being a fucking loser on the couch, and I wrote like two whole verses. I just had them on my notes. And and I was in a studio with Big Banana. This is a producer of mine and a homie of mine in LA. Anyways, so he plays the beat, he makes the beat, and I'm like, oh, I just have this perfect, you know, lyrics for it. And I would, you know, trim down some parts of it. And there's one case. And the other case is, you know, a producer would usually, you know, ask me like, yo, what kind of beat are you feeling? And we would just, you know, get to talking. And I would write according to that beat. Currently, right now, the most challenging is to find something to talk about. Like we mentioned before, in Korea, you have to be very careful about controversial subjects. And I'm like a very… like a self-conscious / conscious guy that like I think too much. I guess that's like the most challenging thing. Like I think way too much than I should. And a lot of my songs that I've done just drunk and like not thinking, being stupid, did fairly well. And the songs that I was way too invested, like…
too careful.
Yeah, too careful about was… just didn't go too well. So there you go.
Okay, so from Maple Melts… what other genres of music do you listen to aside from hip-hop? Where do you get your inspiration for your creative ideas from? And… okay, this is too many questions. Just those two.
Yeah. I listen to all kinds of music. Oh, I actually like country. I like pop. I like old pop. Like oldies pop. Like the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Like I like Beatles. It's funny. I was listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra. And… the movie Joker came out and it was like all that New York, that, you know, that kind
of… New York jazz.
Yeah. So when that came out, that kind of like sparked it again. So I've been listening to a lot of the Joker OST or the artist from the album. And yeah, I listen to all kinds of genres. But mostly I would say if it's not hip hop, I like to listen to like Willie Nelson.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's soothing. And for far as like creative ideas go… I write a lot of one-liners. Just simple thoughts that I have when I come across something. I just write it down. And that becomes usually nothing. But sometimes it ignites something to lead into a different song. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like have like notes on your phone or something?
Yeah, all the time. So like
lyrics?
Honestly, like recently my phone broke. And everything… like I don't have anything backed up. And everything went away. Like the photos for the past 2 years. Videos. Which I was pretty sad. But when all my notes came back from iCloud, I was very relieved.
Yeah.
More than the photos.
Yeah.
So that's how much it means to me. Like the notes. Because I have some like… it's really nothing. But it's just like… I guess the sense of security like that I have them. There's a lot of like random ass thoughts that's on here.
The throwaway ones can become your tweets.
Oh, yeah. But it's pretty… there's a lot of depressing ones too. I don't want to depress anybody on Twitter. Yeah.
Honestly, I would like to hear those lyrics on like a Frank Sinatra like remixed like hip hop beat.
Oh my goodness.
Fly me to the moon.
I'm like a way too serious person to do that kind of stuff.
When it comes to like your music and stuff, you are like more serious than would you say like your… everyday
personality. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, that's the thing though too. A lot of people kind of see me as like the class clown and like the jokester. I mean, which I am. I'm like, I'm a pretty fun person. I'm a pretty light person. But like most of the days when I'm not that, I'm a very like serious, like deep, boring person. Like I'm a type of person that like when people are like, oh, come to this party. I'm like, no. Like I'm going to be here in this… corner store having a bottle of soju with a homie.
Yeah, and that works a lot the other way around. I know a lot of comedians who like in real everyday life are super quiet.
Yeah.
And like shy and like
definitely
not trying to make jokes or make like impress anyone.
And
like
I think that's one of the reasons why I do what I do is because, you know, if I don't, I think I would seriously be in like
crisis.
A whirl of depression. This is like a pretty familiar expression, but like people really don't know what depression looks like, you know.
Yeah,
it comes in disguises. So anyways, next.
All right. Oh, this one's pretty simple. And just what's your go-to jam right now? Something that will hype you up or like get you ready for the day.
Hype me. Oh, actually,
doesn't have to be Korean, just any song.
Anderson .Paak featuring Smokey Robinson, Make It Better. amazing song. And like, that's the type of song that like, I would get out of the shower naked and just like, just look myself in the mirror, just like, just kind of groove to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
And do the little Home Alone. Yep. This was G2 sub hosting for Eric Nam at the Daebak K-pop show with Eric Nam. Yeah, for those people who fuck with the show, constant listeners, first listeners, follow us at Daebak Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform so you don't miss out on every single episode because you don't know who might be here like me.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, and then subscribe to the YouTube channel because we have an awesome content going up almost every day. And follow me at G2's Life and our future podcast that's coming up. So just, you know, keep up looking at my Instagram.
Yeah.
And hitting the likes and commenting. I'm mad that I just said I fucking hate social media. And
you like, just plugged all
that?
Please
comment. No, I recall. Please.
Okay, thank you. Say bye.
Bye, guys.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Daebak with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Two black single moms living in LA, the Valley to be exact.
Duh.
We keep it 100, real, and unfiltered every Wednesday.
This is not your average mom show. No DIYs, mommy hacks,
or complaining about how our kids just hit their 60-month milestone.
This is grown folks talk.
That's right, because mama gotta have a life too.
Nothing is off limits as we discuss mental health, sex, motherhood, dating, culture, and our sometimes bad choices.
With a range of guests from social activists to porn star parents. This is a judgment-free zone for moms, women, and anyone looking for their tribe.
Join us, your host,
Erica
and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Acast
recommends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.